Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Podcasting to millions from WebmasterRadio.fm's world headquarters.
WebmasterRadio.fm proudly presents the longest-running program on affiliate marketing. Welcome to Affiliate Buzz. Our hosts, James and Arlene Martell, are here to inspire, inform, and motivate you with expert insight, interviews, and information that will increase your bottom line. Advance your affiliate marketing efforts every week on Affiliate Buzz. Now, please welcome James and Arlene.
Yes, it's James Martell here, and welcome to edition number 512 of the Affiliate Buzz, where we've been keeping affiliates inspired, informed, and motivated to succeed with affiliate programs since way back in 2003. For those of you joining us live here today at Webmaster Radio, it's great to have you on board. If you happen to be joining us through a podcast on our website, a podcast directory, or on our YouTube channel, a big welcome to you as well. Arlene is away today. However, I'm here with Dustin Howes, founder and chief coach of PerformanceMarketingManager.com. And today we're going to be talking about the secrets to getting the most out of your affiliate manager. I put a list of questions together for Dustin on this exact topic. And we're going to be discussing things like, you know, we're going to take a peek behind the scenes a little bit of a profitable affiliate program to get the real understanding of what we need to do to really get the most out of our affiliate manager to be able to pull the information that we need to be able to really run and profit with that program. We're also going to take a little bit of a turn here, and we're going to talk about and to affiliate marketers who may want to leverage their affiliate marketing experience or their know-how to start a career as an affiliate manager. Goodness knows there are a ton of merchants, networks, and agencies who are desperately crying for good people. So I think we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. Now, before Justin joins us, just a reminder that if you haven't done so already, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to the Affiliate Buzz to join literally thousands of listeners who receive insight from the world's top marketers, influencers, and thought leaders here on the Affiliate Buzz every week. And you can do so at jamesmartell.com/subscribe. Now, Dustin Howes is a former member of the Marine Corps, and although the hardcore side of his demeanor has softened in the civilian world, the self-discipline, integrity, and work ethic are staples of his character. Dustin has a diverse marketing background, including spending the last 10 years and 20,000 hours in the affiliate marketing industry. Dustin has cultivated thousands of partner relationships while observing the industry's best practices. Dustin has also created the only online certification of course of its kind that teaches how to properly manage a merchant affiliate program. Dustin, welcome to the Affiliate Buzz.
Hey, thank you for having me. Great to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you on board. And I see we were just chatting a little bit before the show, and you mentioned that you live down in beautiful Sacramento, and I see that you've been in the industry for over 10 years now. Do us a favor and just kind of let us know a little bit about yourself and how you got started back way back then, and bring us current.
Oh, sure thing. It's the old story and the old adage of it's who you know, it's not what you know. And I knew nothing about affiliate marketing 10 years ago. And then I knew somebody who worked at Commission Junction and they got me a job there. So I started out running compliance reports for the compliance team, running investigations for a couple of years. And I move on to Impact, where I started building out their compliance team. And then I took a dip into the dark side, going to a coupon site and working for merchants, working for agencies. So I've just been a full gambit of everything in this industry. So I'm pretty diversified at this point. And then I recognized this last year that, you know, there's nobody out there training people how to run an affiliate program the right way. And I've got a really nice niche of inner circle friends that are all affiliate managers that were always talking about it. And I went ahead and did something and built out a course and trying to teach people how to optimize their affiliate programs now.
Well, that's good to hear. I know I probably couldn't begin to tell you the number of times I've talked with an affiliate manager who was literally thrown into the position by a company who somebody said, hey, we should start an affiliate program. And why don't we take Susie out of this little department and we'll give her those tasks as well, with no understanding at all what it takes to run, manage, or, you know, succeed with an affiliate program. So there's definitely some need, and I think you've nailed it. So what kind of led you? Let's go back up to why don't we begin with, I guess let's talk about that. There's this huge need for good people in the affiliate marketing space, whether it's affiliates, mm-hmm. because merchants are always on the hunt for great affiliates. And of course, somebody needs to run those programs. So let's start off with the affiliate side, though, because I know one of the things that it's sometimes a mystery, especially to new ones getting started, but even those have been around a little bit, they don't really understand the building blocks of what really what it really takes to run a successful program. It's kind of a black box to a lot of affiliates. So why don't you take a moment, if you could? I know it's a big question, but let's kind of put it out front. Just give us a few of the components of a successful affiliate program.
A few components. Wow. I guess first and foremost is having a very transparent relationship with the affiliates that you really care about. So those guys in the top 10% of your program that are the producers, those guys should be, you know, having calls or at least regular emails about what you guys can do more of and how that affiliate manager can absolutely help them. Another big point I push in the course is the optimization of the welcome. So when people come and join that program, they're obviously interested in promoting that product. So you want to make it absolutely as easy as possible on that affiliate to get their link to promote. And you want to be able to recognize who's going to be in a great affiliate when they jump into the program. So having your welcome emails all set up and all the ducks in a row so that they're getting all the materials that they need to succeed is super important.
One of the things that I know affiliates struggle with, even seasoned affiliates, they get, unlike the early days where there was a lot of you know, auto approvals way back, mm-hmm. that's pretty mm-hmm. much gone the way of the dodo bird as it has should. But
I got a funny stat behind that, but keep going with that.
Okay. So there's a lot of affiliates that get rejected for a variety of reasons. One, you know, they didn't fill out the application properly or at all. They did, or two, they, you know, they're just not the right person for that program, at least the way they presented themselves to that affiliate manager. And we always talk to affiliates about positioning themselves as the ideal affiliate to make sure that they know who they're joining and that they present themselves in that light, that, hey, we're perfect for you. And you should accept us as an affiliate because, you know, we're exactly who you're looking for. But yes, share that stat you were talking about.
So during my creating this course, I went through 1,000 applications. I went ahead and became an affiliate on a network and went through 1,000 applications just applying for it. I had a website. I optimized my my profile. I had 56% of the programs that I asked to join auto-approved, which blew me away.
Wow. Had, still.
Yeah, still. And that's I couldn't believe that. Every conference that I go to, everything that I've learned in this industry all points to you need to be going through these applications. And you know, that many auto approving is just, it's unbelievably unsafe for fraud to just stroll their way in. Like there's fraudsters out there, bad fits that give this industry a bad name, that are out there just looking for programs that are auto approving and don't have the right terms and conditions. So that was a crazy finding on my end.
Yeah, that's stunning, actually. I would have guessed that that would have been down to nearly nothing these days. 56%, it's still the majority.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it could have been the wrong sample. I was doing one specific niche on one network, and, you know, it could be all weighed when I diversify that. But that's my initial reading. I went through 1,000 applications.
It's amazing. So you mentioned 10% earlier on of the of a merchant's affiliates or an affiliate manager's basically, I guess, portfolio of affiliates. Their top affiliates are the ones, of course, that the affiliate managers are generally talking to in communication mm-hmm. with on a very, very regular basis. And they're basically working together as a team to drive mm-hmm. sales to that program. And yeah. we know that's going on already. For those that are getting close to that, though, that want to be in that 10%, what are some of the things that they need to know to get on the radar screen of that affiliate manager, who is obviously a wealth of information, has all the behind-the-scenes numbers, knows everything mm-hmm. that's working, what's not working, and they can really help an affiliate, you know, take their program or take their marketing to the next level. But sometimes it's hard to get a hold of affiliate managers. What are some tips that you can offer to affiliates to, you know, kind of get involved with the manager?
Yes, agreed that it is kind of difficult sometimes to get a hold of the affiliate manager, especially small programs or ones that are unmanaged, like we were talking about. But communication is key, like asking questions and getting in there, and absolutely being persistent about it if you can't get an answer. I always like to go through Twitter and find the affiliate manager if I have to, or any social media for that matter. LinkedIn, I always, if I'm an affiliate or I want to get to know an affiliate, first thing I do is look them up on LinkedIn and try to friend them so they can put a face to a name. That's always super helpful, especially to the affiliate managers, so you can get a hold of, you know, who you're dealing with, what kind of expertise they actually have, so we can start that relationship running. So asking questions to the affiliate manager is super helpful. That shows them that you're absolutely interested and you want to do more. And just being friendly. Like, I don't like doing favors for jerks. So if somebody comes in there demanding that they get the highest coupon and that they're super cool and they're going to do all this stuff, I'm like, okay, maybe. What can you show me, though? So as long as you have a semblance of you know, some good stats behind you, you don't have to be this miracle needle mover affiliate to get some benefits out, so to get a little bit higher payout, or to get a better coupon. You can negotiate those things, but the best thing you can do is make friends with that person. Say, hey, I like what you're doing. You guys are running a beautiful program. Here's what I really helped me out if you could give me this kind of information or this kind of thing. I want to make content around this. So as long as they see that you're working in a positive direction, they're going to hook you up if they like you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, I know, you know, being in communication with the affiliate manager, one of the first times, maybe it's got to be 16, 18 years ago, I became an affiliate for Bluehost.
Okay.
And I remember their program started out at $65 per sale, per nice. Referral. And then I learned that if you contact the affiliate manager after you've done a few sales, they'll mm-hmm. bump you from $35 to $90. And I thought, that's interesting. So we did a few sales, and then I got in contact with him. And sure enough, he bumped it from $65 to $90. We've been sitting at the $90 level ever since. And I understand that is basically part of their program, even to this day, that if you join the Bluehost affiliate program and do a few sales, show them that you're serious and that you've got some traffic, and you get in touch with them, they will increase your commission to $90. We just had somebody do this a few weeks ago again. So it's really worthwhile to get in touch with your affiliate manager. So let's do this. I can see we're up against a quick break. When we get back, I want to ask Dustin to share some of the questions that an affiliate really should be asking their affiliate manager. Let's do that right after a real quick break.
More Affiliate Buzz coming up after we hear from our sponsors.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.fm and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.fm.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
It's time once again to get ready for the 35th Annual Miami Book Fair, November 11th through the 18th. Learn more at MiamiBookFair.com. Over 500 authors will be coming in from all over the world to read their books, answer questions from the audience, and sign autographs. Award-winning luminaries confirmed to attend this year include novelists like Elliot Ackerman, Robert Olin Butler, Ingrid Rojas Contreras, and Deborah Dean. Nonfiction writers like Dr. Mark Agronin, Muhammad Al-Samawi, Andrea Barnett, and Tina Brown. Celebrities like Justine Bateman, Steve Kornacki, Bill Press. These are just a few of the confirmed 500 authors scheduled to appear at the 2018 Miami Book Fair, November 11th to the 18th. Check out the full schedule of events right now at MiamiBookFair.com. That's MiamiBookFair.com.
Don't get caught in a web of confusion.
Learn the ropes on WebmasterRadio.fm.
We're everywhere.
Time now to hear some more Affiliate Buzz on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's James and Arlene.
Arlene is away today. However, I'm here with Dustin Howes, founder and chief coach of PerformanceMarketingManager.com. And we're talking about how to get the most, I guess, out of your affiliate manager. I don't know if that's exactly the best way that I phrased it, but really it is. That's really what it is. It's about getting the most out of your affiliate manager. And you mentioned before the break, Dustin, that it's a very, very good idea to get to know your affiliate manager. And this is one of the reasons I'm always promoting conferences like Affiliate Summit and, you know, Commission Junction University and anywhere you can get to know some affiliate managers and really get kind of in the fold, so to speak. But let me ask you this question. And for those that don't really know this yet, what information do affiliate managers have access to that would be advantageous for the affiliate to know?
Well, the biggest part is they're seeing who's converting best and seeing what kind of content is converting best. So they have access to that, and they can tell you exactly who the affiliates are that are actually doing well. They won't give names, of course. Usually they won't give websites that are doing well in particular, or affiliate names, obviously. They keep that information confidential, but they are able to give links to give some ideas of content that's really converting well or doing well. So that's always a go-to for us. But going back to the point about, I think you were going to get to this, but you were going to say the first thing that you should email somebody when we're going to contact that affiliate or that affiliate manager, the first email should never be asking for anything. The first email should always be introducing yourself, getting to know them, and never coming out with like blatant threats or you bring an idea to the table, and then you say what you're trying to do, and you ask for help, see if they're willing to help you out.
Yeah, such good advice. I can't tell you, and I'm sure all of us, you know, have gone through this where, and it doesn't really matter what type of communication there is. Somebody joins you on Twitter, and the first thing they do is they're pitching you on something, or Facebook, or you sign up for somebody's email list, and the first email is not, "Hi, hello, how are you? Thank you so much for joining our program. It's great to have you on board, and just wanted to say we appreciate you, and here's what you can expect from us downstream." But nothing's being pitched. It's just a warm and friendly hello. So you're saying in this industry or this area we're talking, same idea.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just like any conversation that you have face to face with anybody. You're never going to walk up to the person and say, "Hey, can I have this?" You're always going to warm yourself up. "Hey, where are you from? What do you do? How's your life?" All this kind of stuff. It's small talk. It's just like that for an email as well. People are going to like you if they know that they're interested in you, first of all, and then that you're interested in the program and that you have potential to do something great later on. So let them hook you up. Just give them to like you quickly.
You bet. And, you know, and it's so easy to do. I know, and this is more my wife than me, Arlene. She's kind of famous for this kind of stuff. But we'll go down to a conference, Commission Junction, as an example. We've been there probably 8-9 times, and we've got to know, and we've been away from there for a few years now. We're more affiliate summit these days, but she got to know so many of them, as did I, but she would always put together this little care package for the affiliate managers and some of the management. She'd bring them down. There'd be Canadian maple syrup in there and all this wonderful stuff, and she'd just give it to them as a gift with no strings attached. I mean, not expecting anything. It's just her style. And but you know, get your, you know, you get, they like that. We all like that.
Absolutely. I have affiliates send us gift baskets all the time at the merchants that I'm working at. We consistently get for mostly our top five affiliates would send us something cool, and the more specialized it is, the more it means, and the more you want to hook them up in the future too. So great affiliates know that, that knowledge, and, you know, going that extra mile really helps that relationship down the road.
Let me ask you the, and maybe you could just share maybe two or three, and then we're going to go to a break, and then I want to come back and talk to you about your certification program, but talk to us about, the questions. If you were only allowed to ask an affiliate manager, say, two questions, what should those two questions be?
I'd say, what's the content that's converting the best? Can you give me some examples? And then I would say, it's so hard not to ask for like the best coupon, because that's what everybody wants, right? But maybe thinking outside the box, coming up with a unique question, like, "Do you guys have any free trial available?" Or perhaps you have a product that's coming out that you don't want to, that you're not letting out of the box yet, that I can review. Is there anything, any products? I'd love to buy it if you're not available to send it to me. Just let me know what it's going to be. What's the next hot product that I can get ahead of the game and start ranking higher on Google than anybody else, and focus some content around that. That would be a really good question to ask, because that lets them know that you're on top of your game and you're ready and willing to go that extra mile to help out that program.
Brilliant. Now, I'm here with Dustin Howes, founder and chief coach of PerformanceMarketingManager.com. And after a real quick break, I want to get back with Dustin and ask him to share the details of his certification program for any of you who may be considering a possible career as an affiliate manager in this wonderful industry that we are in. We'll do that and more right after the break.
More Affiliate Buzz coming up after we hear from our sponsors.
There are over 70 million active podcast listeners in the U.S.
WebmasterRadio.fm reaches them all
with the largest global distribution of any online business-to-business podcast network. Through iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, we can target and place your message in front of those active listeners immediately. Now, your message can be delivered with less commitment and investment on over 20 hours of weekly original content hosted by the most respected names in digital marketing, thanks to an exclusive private offer available for a very limited number of companies. But you must act fast. Email brasco@wmr.fm and get your message delivered now.
WebmasterRadio.fm is the destination for education, entertainment, and engagement. Engage with our panel of on-air experts and peers by following us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You can listen to WebmasterRadio.fm on air or on demand from our website or through iTunes, Stitcher, or however you get your podcasts. Interact and stay informed. Just search for WebmasterRadio.fm.
Blog, blog, blog.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're the talk of the town.
WebmasterRadio.fm. Thanks for listening.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
Time now to hear some more affiliate buzz on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's James and Arlene.
Arlene is away today. However, I'm here with Dustin House, founder and chief coach of PerformanceMarketingManager.com, and we are talking about the secrets to getting your getting the most out of your affiliate manager. And I guess now we're going to kind of shift gears a little bit and talk a little bit about becoming an affiliate manager or a knowledgeable merchant. I would like to throw this out there as well. somebody that knows how this all works. So if you have a company that owns the program or has an affiliate program, you understand the components of it as well. That's my little jab. So Dustin, tell us about your certification course.
Yeah, you know, I'm out there just trying to teach people how to run these programs properly. I feel like the mismanagement is pretty widespread throughout affiliate programs in the world. Just like you said earlier, it's all somebody gets thrown into the mix that, you know, maybe, hey, Jim, you run PPC campaigns. Here's affiliate. Go take care of it. And it's just mismanaged for a lot of ways, and there's a lot of opportunity to actually optimize the affiliate channel if it's run properly. So one of the cool niche of my clientele are actually affiliates that have done this industry for a while. They make the best affiliate managers out there. I've met dozens of managers of programs that started out doing affiliate marketing. Things ended up not working out, or they needed some steady income, so they use the skills that they had to wiggle their way into an affiliate manager job. And once they got a few years of experience in there, and they turned into an awesome affiliate manager because they know how to talk to affiliates. They've been in their shoes. They know what a good site looks like, and they want to hook those guys up. And that's how programs will flourish. So this course is designed, if you have experience in affiliate marketing, it's only going to help you out, help you understand our side of it that much better. So, and you know, even if you don't want to become an affiliate manager, some affiliates might want to take a course out there to see what managers are actually doing, what they're looking for, and they'll actually learn how to better develop those relationships. And the biggest tip, you know, I can get out there is being visible and friendly, like we've gone over. And that's what we go through in this course.
I know with many of the OPMs that I deal with, the outsourced program management, or really the agencies, like Smarter Chaos over in Castle Rock, Colorado, Prairie and the gang, they're always looking for good people. And one of the benefits, of course, of being an affiliate manager, not for every company, but for a lot of the companies, they allow you to work remotely. And you still get the benefits of, you know, working from home or working from somewhere else as an affiliate manager. And I guess you've probably seen that a fair bit, huh? Where you've got, what are some of the advantages of being affiliate manager from the lifestyle part of it?
Oh, flexibility remote is super key. This is an industry that is very open to that opportunity, especially if you have the right amount of experience. But I've seen more and more companies go into a full remote employee opportunity, so they don't have that overhead of having an actual office. So it's only getting larger. You can still, not wear pants to work and be an affiliate manager, like many of us are doing today. So I'm not speaking for you, just for me. So
you never know. You never know. Now I know Shaf with Stephanie. She began as an affiliate manager for Shaf Consulting in New York City, and it's S C H A F F. And used to be owned by Brooke Shea, Brooke Shaf.
Yeah.
And if you go check out their website now, and it's just SCHAAF, and it's partner centric, I believe, if I recall correctly.
Yeah. They rebranded to partner centric. Brooke took a step down, but yeah.
Exactly. And if you go take a look at the employees, they are a fully remote company. And they've got, I don't know, last time I looked, 40 or 50 people working for Stephanie. So very interesting. So you got the lifestyle side of it. And in her particular case, she started at the very beginning, bottom of the totem pole, worked herself up not only into management, into CEO, but she bought the company as well. So there's obviously room for growth. And in that, and as a good example, again, all of their employees, affiliate managers, everybody that works with them, are all literally living all over the world.
Yeah, and this course is designed to help agencies and merchants like that just hire smart people. So I always preach, like, go get yourself a junior affiliate manager or junior marketing, somebody fresh out of college, some intern, run them through my course. They're going to get a couple of years of experience within 10 hours of going through my course. And they're going to be able to hit the ground running so that they can start shadowing their mentor or whoever's going to be training them at that company to do it their way. But I'm at least giving them a really awesome head start going into that job.
You bet. Where the management doesn't need to spend those 10 hours with them directly. Mm-hmm. You can take care of that for them through the course.
Absolutely.
All right, that's wonderful. So I can see we are coming up against the clock, Dustin. Take a minute and share where our listeners can learn more about your services and your certification course.
Yeah. So I set you up with a landing page. PerformanceMarketingManager.com is the URL where you can find the site. And the landing page for Buzz is PERFMM.com/buzz, and anybody that's coming through that link, I'll set them up with a free 20-minute consultation. And you can also use, if you end up wanting to buy the course, there's 10% off discount if you use the keyword buzz at checkout.
Wonderful. So again, that was PERFMM.com/buzz. And of course, I'll put a link to that in the show notes for all our listeners as well. Dustin, I can see we are out of time. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Awesome being here. Appreciate you having me.
To our listeners, do keep in mind we take all the show notes for you, including everything that was discussed here today, plus the links to Dustin's site. And you'll find those at jamesmartell.com/AB512. And if you haven't done so already, I invite you again to join thousands of other listeners by subscribing to the Affiliate Buzz to receive weekly insight from some of the world's top marketers, influencers, and thought leaders to learn how to really custom tailor your own business to this industry. And a final reminder, again, if you'd like to be alerted to episodes, you can also send a blank email to affiliate_buzz@aweber.com, and that will also put you in the know. affiliate_buzz@aweber.com. Dustin, thanks again, and to our listeners, thanks for joining us for another edition of the Affiliate Buzz.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.